Rolex wearing. Woo! Diamond ring wearing. Woo! Kiss stealing. Woo! Wheeling dealing. Woo! Limousine ride. Woo! Jet flying. Woo! Sucking on a gun. Woo! And I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down. They give me 2 claps and a Ric Flair. Woo!
Tim Livingston.
Emotional security is like the blanket that you tuck your soul in.
Pete Livingston.
You ready for Joe Buck to set you up? That's what I think he's saying. He's like, hey, you're about to sleep with Joe Buck.
And Sim.
This is our candy orchestra.
Mm. It's still going. Those are some good pop rocks.
Los Livingston Brothers.
We are Los Livingston Brothers.
You know who's not zeros? Either of us.
Well, depends who you talk to.
First off, shout outs to all our fantasy football brethren out there and lady.
We love you.
We love you all. Frank Gore's going to suck this year. Robin, Joe, kiss my ass.
Wow. So we are 26
started
seconds.
Started it off.
26 seconds in.
I'm slinging it.
And Tim is salty.
Just
because
so salty.
Because of his dynasty draft ranking. Or not draft ranking, but just your roster ranking as of this point.
I mean, I'm confident, but I can't be overconfident. That's the one. That's,
especially with doing your trades.
That's,
but hang on, let's do. Let me. I'll do the intro, and then I'll send it back to you. But we are Los Livingston Brothers. I am Peter, sitting across from me. We're face-to-face this time. I'm sorry you're not in the recliner chair, but across from me is my brother.
One of these
Tim.
Days. One
Tim,
of these
say hello.
Days.
Say
hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Do
hello.
Any, do you have any,
hello.
Any words
hi.
You would like to say?
Konnichiwa. I like to say that we're a month away from the start of the season. We kind of had football last night. That wasn't really football.
I didn't get a chance to see it.
It was terrible. It was like.
Did you get?
I watched like a
Teddy
half.
Bridgewater played.
I came in right after he finished his series, and Ben Roethlisberger didn't even play.
No,
Landry
they held
Jones,
him out.
Landry Jones played like the entire game.
They held out Antonio Brown. They're just like they know what they have. They don't need.
I was like, I don't care. I really didn't care to watch too much of it. It was some good football, but not a lot.
Yeah,
it was not top tier football.
Yeah.
And so, right now at this point, I'm kind of like, eh. Okay, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So.
They do 2 games, right? Or one?
One. Just one.
Or one. But yeah, it is Monday evening on the 10th.
August 10th.
Of August 10th.
Yeah.
And we got some stuff to talk about.
We do.
Definitely fantasy football, our dynasty league.
Yeah.
We just did drafting order in my work league, and so we're excited about that.
What'd you get?
I got 9th. 10-team league.
Ooh,
I got 9th.
Shit, that's awesome.
I did. I'm not. I at first I was kind of like, eh, but then I was like, you know what? I kind of like the 9th spot. I'm not too. I don't mind
that
the wraparound.
You, I mean,
picks
that means
too
you
much.
Go. That means you can go like Rodgers, Dez Bryant, or you can go Rodgers, AJ Green, or Rodgers,
mm-hmm.
Julio Jones.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's disgusting right there. That's great, and. I mean, don't worry too much about the running back. You can't. I mean, at that point.
It depends on who. If. And I'm going to sucker Nick into. We're going to do a work podcast. Maybe we'll get you into special guest sometime.
Nick.
But I'm going to get that
terrific.
Sucker. We're going to have to do a separate work podcast. Because he started listening to our podcast.
Yeah.
It was like 5:30 in the morning or whatever, like sending me like, dude, listen to the podcast.
Yeah. Nick's been a good fan. Nick has seriously been like one of our biggest like supporters of this podcast.
Has he really?
So yeah, he listened.
Thank you, Nick.
He's been listening to this show, man. He loves it. Shout out
but
to
he
me.
Was telling everybody in our league to listen, and I was like, yeah, listen, but
none
the information,
of it's about you. None of it matters.
The information is for our dynasty team.
Yeah, and it's a 12, and you're in a 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. That would be awesome.
But,
that would be fun.
We'll do
just
that. Maybe
tackling the fantasy football podcasting.
It's fun. I like it.
Yeah, it's fun.
I like doing it. It's
easy to bullshit an hour on fantasy football.
Oh, it's extremely easy. There's so many different things you can look into. Yeah. I've also been getting more into advanced metrics for football, which for the most part you don't really need them for fantasy.
Unfortunately,
at all.
Yeah, that's the one thing. Like in baseball, it's been really easy to incorporate those.
You I would only think that you would want to use advanced metrics in fantasy football if you're splitting hairs between guys.
I would like to see off the top of my head when it comes to fantasy football, I'd like to see yards per catch instead of PPR. I think that would be way better. I think. Like,
what do you mean? So,
so forget about yards. Like I would say, forget yards. I'd rather have like.
So like, if you get like a 5-yard catch, you get 5 points.
No.
What are
you
saying?
It's like a tiered system. It's almost like defense allowed points.
Okay.
And so like, if you have like 15 yards per catch, right, or you have like 20 yards per catch. You get amount of points, right?
Man.
Like, I'm a big fan of that.
You could definitely do that.
I'm a big fan of that because it's the opposite of PPR. Like, there are guys who can get 10 catches for 50 yards.
Yeah.
And that's bullshit. Meanwhile, you can have a guy go 4 catches for 85 yards.
Sure.
Who's the better guy, right? And so it's, you know, I feel
well,
that.
Well, what do you value more?
Well, I value yardage. Yardage is the most important commodity, more than catches, more than anything. And so, like, a yard after the catch where it's a tiered point system where, like, if you're at 10 points, you get 5.
I want to make – sorry.
You
know, keep going.
At 15 points, you get 8. And 20 points you get – or 20 yards per catch, you get, like, 10 or 12. I mean, however you want to split
it. Right? No, I get it. It's just – it's just the same way you value defenses. Like
right.
You get a shutout. It's like you get 15 points.
Right.
And then for each other little thing on top
of that. I mean, that's
the
first thing off the top of my head. There's also the great metric that's being used in football is called DVOA, defensive value over adjusted yards, right? And so or over average. So that that's been used as a metric for – it's kind of like in baseball there's a stat called weighted runs created plus or OPS plus, which is – this is how an offense based on a 100-point scale is regarding average, right? So 0 on DVOA is average, above, right? Positive is above, minus below.
Negative is.
And so you want negative on defense, you want positive on offense. Meanwhile, OPS is 100 is average, so anything above 100 is above average, anything below 100 is below average. And so, like, that's something that's hard to incorporate into fantasy football. You can do individual DVOA, but it's not something that a lot of leagues would incorporate.
No.
So
there's so many other, I think the main factor being, and not that it doesn't apply to baseball, but football, and again, not saying baseball isn't a team game,
right.
But there are so many other things that affect the success of an individual
Football, yeah. There's very few individual talents that can change a game in football.
And so it is very
And outside of, like, a quarterback. Like, a quarterback, a great defensive end, really. Like, those are the two things that can really – like, even a great wideout can be suffocated, right? And so it's like – but a great D-end or a great – like, a great pass rusher or a great quarterback, not even a great running back. It used to be that a great running back could, right? A great running back at one point could control the game – just by carrying the ball 30 times,
of course.
Right? But now that the NFL has evolved like it is, it doesn't matter if you run a guy 30 times or not. In fact, it's very much so, like, frowned upon if you you know, run a guy 30 times a game.
For the most part, it's counterintuitive.
Yeah. Well, there's that – they call it the Rule 370, Football Outsiders. They've done it for years, and they basically saw that 370 carries for running back was kind of the breaking point. Mm-hmm. And that if a running back approached or got over that number – you saw his performance dip down from year to year on average.
I thought it was 400.
Oh, 400 was kind of like a bell cow number. Like, it was like, 400. Like, but 370 is kind of where they saw that level of performance. So.
Just like in basketball, I think they do 30,000 minutes played.
Right.
I think. And it's insane. Once they hit that threshold, what happens to them the next year.
Right.
It's almost unanimous. I don't think I've ever seen anybody who's bounced back.
Yeah, I mean, like, Kobe had...
And had, like, better numbers.
Kobe hasn't had better numbers, but, like, you have your guys like Tim Duncan who figure out how to age gracefully. When Tim Duncan retires and people look back at Tim Duncan,
they're
gonna
freak out. They're gonna be like, he did what? At what age?
It's insane.
Yeah.
Part of me really hopes he wins a title next year just so he can go out on top, but...
Nah, he's... I mean, he's got
five titles. But if he wins his sixth, right, that's Jordan Chamberlain... Jordan Russell. Right? Yeah. Robert Horry, whatever.
Kuzi.
But it's just like...
Well, anybody on those Celtics teams.
Right. It's like... That's that list. Six times.
Yeah.
Six championships.
You want to know why? And it's very much...
I mean, that would put him above Magic.
Well, it's...
Right?
Well, you would... In a technical sense of the game, yes, you would have to. But if you see what he brought to the game in the sense of the casual fan, not so much. Which people, I think, do bring into account. But I would definitely say yes as a lover of basketball. I would definitely say yes. You would put Tim Duncan without a doubt. You probably could now.
I mean, you could. There's an argument. I mean, there's like the argument he's a top seven player. But it's like, if he won a sixth title, it's like, so can you... You can put him down as the best forward of all time. Even better than Bird.
He already is.
Well, Larry Bird is still the best forward of all time. There's no doubt who the best power forward of all time is.
Sure.
But like if you win another title, you can say he's the best forward of all time.
Sure.
Right.
Which I agree.
But okay, so see, that's what we do. We started with advanced metrics in football and made it through baseball and basketball in one single conversation.
And then got to
talk hockey, all right?
And then got to Tim Duncan and a greatest of all time discussion.
It's incredible.
And we're 10 minutes in.
We're so good. We're so good that people want to listen to this.
The best.
We're so good.
Welcome
back to everybody who fast-forwarded through the Tim Duncan talk.
People just heard Tim Duncan. We're like, fuck that. Yeah. No.
I put down the notes at 10 minutes.
Exactly.
Tim Duncan talk begins.
Skip Tim Duncan. So. But anyway, yeah, so the work league, we just did the picks today. I'm at 9. Nick is at 8. And the only running back I could see myself drafting at that spot would have to be, like, if Matt Forte fell to me.
He won't.
Which, yeah, probably. He won't. Probably won't. No. And so it's kind of like... I don't know. We'll see. I did a couple of mock drafts.
I think I'd go quarterback, running back, or wide receiver. I think I'd go quarterback, wide receiver.
Well, I don't know if I'd go. I would rather go wide receiver because I would. It's kind of like whatever. I'd rather take whoever's left between Rodgers and.
But you might not get luck.
There's a very good chance that one of them could be drafted ahead
like,
of them.
But
I also think
like Nick at 8 could take one of those guys from you. And then if
totally
you, and then if you don't,
but pick I don't think
any
you would.
One of them at 9, 10, 11 will
Nick
swoop
is a pure, Nick is a purist.
I know he's a purist.
He's,
but what
he's from the
back,
old school.
What running back is he going to take at 8? You should take Gronk.
No,
at 9.
He wouldn't take. I could see him. Why wouldn't you go with a wide receiver at 8? Why not take the best wide receiver at 8?
Because you could have Aaron Rodgers at 8. And
what
then
I would
get a great wide receiver at 14. It's Aaron Rodgers, Andrew Luck, pew, and
course.
Then, right?
Well, then here's the other thing, which is what I'm kind of leaning towards. And we can talk about this whenever we do the work podcast. But what I'm leaning towards is I would rather fill out those skill positions and then get a quarterback later.
You mean like Ryan Tannehill?
Sure.
Top 10 quarterback Ryan Tannehill.
Like
leading the Miami Dolphins to the AFC
Championship,
says Las Vegas, Ryan Tannehill. 15th round keeper of the Kingslayers.
Are those numbers moving at all?
Well, so they might move after Wednesday.
I guarantee people are not jumping all over that.
They might move after Wednesday, depending on the appeal for Tom Brady when it gets heard.
Well, we'll see.
But yeah, good work on your work league. All right, so let's talk dynasty. So,
well,
there's been a lot of shit talking,
which is great. Wait, did we want to talk about Frank Gifford dying?
Yeah. So
just real quick,
I mean,
stuff out of the way, and then we can.
You and I grew up on him, and
he was on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, when we started watching NFL
and in the video game.
Yeah, in the video game, right. the Monday Night Football freaking MS-DOS video game, which to this day is, I still can't believe that game exists. Literally, you would click a mouse helmet on the bottom of their screen, and that's who you'd throw it to.
Yeah.
It was great. But yeah, Frank Gifford, he wasn't a great broadcaster, but he was one of the first players that was a good broadcaster.
Sure.
Right? And he, you know, people forget how great a freaking player he was. He played three positions back in his heydays in the 50s and 60s. He was a running back, a wide receiver, and a DB. He went two ways for the Giants. And yeah, he decided to be a play-by-play guy. Or a commentator with Howard Cosell in the Monday Night Football booth with Dandy Don Meredith. And then he became the play-by-play guy for a little while after that triumvirate split up. And then Al Michaels came on with Dan Dierdorf, and it became kind of like the main Monday Night Football group for about 10 years or so.
Yeah.
Right?
And then they tried the Dennis Miller stuff. Yeah, and then stuff. Frank... Or was that Sunday Night Football? No, that was Monday, that was Night, Monday Football. Night Football.
And then Frank stepped aside...
they really floundered around with the Monday Night Football. They were trying.
Well, the one thing is that they had Al Michaels, and he was under contract, and they decided to go in a different direction and tried to make it more like you know, an entertaining show as opposed to football based, and it blew up in their faces. And you know, Miller was out, and then Michael's contract went up, right? And then that's when NBC signed him and signed away John Madden, right? So they brought John Madden in Monday Night Football. It was a great addition after Pat Summerall retired, right? And so that was a great grouping. And then they moved off of Monday Night Football, and NBC swooped him up and signed him up for Sunday Night Football when their contracts expired. So, but back to Gifford, he was like the first memory I had of Monday Night Football, like when the Niners won and won it all in 1990, when Washington won in 1992 with Mark Rippon. He was a prevalent part of that growing up of ours, watching that football. And it's sad, you know. He's gone at 84. It's a good life, and shit, to see him live until 84. When he played football in the 50s and 60s, right? It's like, that's good. That's one of the good stories, right?
But you know what's funny? Everybody talks about how brutal football was back in the day.
Right.
But at the same time...
A friend of the program, Dallas Davis, was like, oh, yeah, I just remember the Chuck Bednarik hit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which is legendary. Yeah,
so. I would have to see it. It's, I'm sure I've seen it.
Pretty nasty.
But the whole point being is that what I was going to say is that back then, seasons were shorter.
Right.
By quite a bit.
Right.
And granted, yes, it was a little bit more rough and tumble, but the style was still a little bit different in that, you know, there was always a big, the highlights of, you know, the clotheslines and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
But that wasn't routine. And no. It wasn't like guys were just flying in like missiles. And so there was a little bit more longevity, and part of that is the fact that, you know, guys aren't 6'3", 260 pounds. Well,
when Jim Brown retired, that's when the game kind of opened up a bit, yeah. Right? But Gifford was there at the tail end of that, and, you know, Johnny Unitas and Bart Starr and all those guys opening the game up a bit. And
the game's just been honed. It's been so fine-tuned. It's been dissected, and it's coached at a different level. Yeah. The knowledge is so much different, and
people wear pants now.
People wear pants, which is a shame.
They do.
You know how we feel about that.
We do.
Are we wearing pants right now? We actually are not.
None pants.
Well, there's been things happening in the NFL world.
Yeah, that's kind of messed around with some things as far as what we're going to do in the draft.
The big one for me,
Arian Foster.
Being Arian Foster is going. And if you listen to the last podcast, I said, well, I'm picking him.
Tore the groin off the bone. Stay hot.
You want to know why? Because he doesn't believe in Jesus.
Get some of that Jeebus oil on there and you'll...
just kidding.
Just Jeebus oil.
But,
have you ever tried my Jeebus oil? Yeah. The paste you put Just on the inside of your thigh. It only works on the inside of your thigh.
Okay. Up around the pelvic region?
Yeah.
All right.
Anywhere below the knee actually will give you gangrene. And you'll have to amputate your knee.
Very nice.
So, you're like below the knee.
Just.
But yeah, so that's tough because he's a second tier running back that everybody would want to jump on later in the first round, Pete. So now all of a sudden, like LeSean McCoy comes into play. You know, you might have to take a chance. Like Mark Ingram, unfortunately, won't be there in this draft for you.
But I wouldn't take him there.
But now you might have to reach, and you might have to do like.
No, I'm probably gonna get Shady.
Yeah, Shady's kind of the answer, right? He's the guy there, unfortunately, because of circumstance more than anything else. But I don't think it's necessarily a bad pick. I think the main reason is because, well, okay, I'll say this. We know who's running the office in Buffalo.
Sure.
And we know what he did here.
Exactly.
So, point against.
Well.
However.
Well. Okay, I'll let you finish.
However.
Believe me, I drove in my car and had the same exact.
There's talks about, you know, might have been Jim Harbaugh wanting a bit too much control. Talks about Colin Kaepernick not having full autonomy over the playbook. And so maybe Greg Nolan does need, you know, some room to grow. And he's got two weapons, very good weapons. See how he uses them with whatever crappy quarterback they throw under center there in Buffalo. You ready for sexy EJ Manuel action?
Little 5-yard dump.
Little freaking check down to Sammy Watkins. Hope he can make a guy miss and go for 40.
You know?
Are you ready for some sexy Matt Castle quick slants? I'm fucking ready for some sexy Matt Castle slants. Let's make this shit happen. My God. Ryan Fitzpatrick coming back to Buffalo.
Is he?
No.
I was going to say, that dude, that was my man.
It was.
Fitzpatrick. God. I drafted him.
Ryan Fitzpatrick almost led the Buffalo Bills to the playoffs.
Yeah. He had some pretty.
Harvard.
But other things
right
that have happened. Right. So injuries have been happening.
Right.
So the lack of depth in our draft got even more lack of
depth-y.
Deshaun, like all this stuff Jackson.
Okay, first off, Deshaun Jackson
dislocating his shoulder.
It's so Washington.
Like hitting a sled.
Hitting a fucking sled running down the sideline.
Yeah.
Because player safety. Because.
Because we give him money.
Daniel Snyder. Because.
Because Washington.
Because Mike Shanahan let RG3 play on a bad knee, man. Because this is all coming back to kill Washington.
How can it. Listen.
Dude,
the Raiders are on the up and
after
up.
After your wedding day, the day after your wedding day, we watched in horror from the street.
No, we weren't on the street. We were sitting at the bar.
Oh, yeah. We were at the bar. That's right. We were at the bar.
And Dad was pissed and was just like, never winning, a running quarterback will never win the Super Bowl. Super mad because Seattle took him out of the game and destroyed his leg.
No, the turf at freaking RFK or wherever the fuck they're playing. Took him out of the game.
But that was against the Seahawks.
Yeah, but it was horrible turf. No. And he shouldn't have been out there in the first place. And whoever decided between Mike Shanahan and Daniel Snyder, whoever they decide, I don't give a fuck at this point. Anyway, I'm getting angry about this. All right, so Deshaun Jackson gets hurt. Great. So there's like a fourth rounder, fifth rounder gone. So, and then Justin Blackman's not coming back. He's not coming back to the Jacksonville Jaguars. And he was kind of one of those guys that people thought, oh, you know, maybe him coming back, he's a flyer, late round flyer. No chance there.
Yeah.
He's done. Same with Alden Smith. He's gone. 49ers defense. There was a picture I saw of the 20 players from last year's team that are no longer on this team.
There's something there.
11 players from the Super Bowl team are now on this roster. 11 out of 53 players.
There has to be something. Like, this just seems, this kid, I don't think this has ever, nothing to this magnitude had ever happened to a team.
11.
Like.
That's crazy.
All, like, just the sudden retirements, and some of them were, I do think, were interrelated.
Borland's was probably the most.
Well, Patrick Willis.
But Willis, either Willis was hiding something, which he very well could have, like. One of the things that happened when he had his toe injury was that there's a good chance he got some other tests done, right? Because you're going to get a full medical exam, and so they probably say, oh, have you gotten this test done? Have you gotten this test done? Impact test, whatever. And it's like, and I'm sure maybe that did play into it, but man alive, I have a feeling that this would have been a much different team had there been any semblance that they were going to go all in for it this year. Hmm. That's a lot of guys not on this team this year. A
lot of retirees.
Yeah. A lot of them.
Does this seem weird to you?
A little bit.
Like,
no, there's something there. We
talked about it before, but it's just like.
There's something there.
Eh. So, those of you looking to draft Johnny Football.
No.
Hold off a little bit.
Hold on.
Joe Thomas got rolled up on.
Oh, fuck.
Today at practice.
That's terrific, you know, because the greatest left tackle of his generation. Yeah. Who's been a fucking iron horse.
They just had an article in.
It was Grantland. It was Grantland. Yeah, it was Grantland. Yeah, Stephen Mays did it, I think. Basically saying that Cleveland needs to do right by him because he spent his entire career there as the best left tackle, and like nobody knows he's the best left tackle in the game.
Yeah.
And it sucks because they have Alex Mack coming back this year after his injury last year.
Yeah.
Right? And so you're sitting there going like, fuck.
Well, you never know what it is. Maybe it's not that bad.
Well, hopefully it is.
Hopefully it's just like,
I mean, hopefully tomorrow. I mean, luckily didn't see anything on my apps that said anything differently. So, so good there. Good for.
And then for those of you who are big kicker fans, like Nick, if you're listening, huge on kick. He's going to go first two rounds, kicker, then quarterback, defense, then. He's hoping that Jimmy Graham will be there in the fourth.
Kicker, defense, IDP, in a non-IDP league.
I don't even know what an IDP is.
Individual defensive player.
Oh, okay. Got you.
Head coach. Let's draft a head coach before you draft
them. Oh, one of the things I wanted to say in regards to fantasy leagues is the fact that I would love to develop a customizable fantasy football league. Right. Like, I enjoyed the stuff that's out there, but I would like to be able to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you're talking about with changing it's defensive
tough.
Metrics.
It's tough, though, because a lot of them.
And now, how I had the idea of having a fantasy football team where you drafted the worst players and got points for.
Yes.
Like, imagine now. Your team last year, Johnny Football. You could have Johnny Football starting.
Can we do a league where you get points for game suspended? Because I want to win that league. I want to win that league right now.
Anyway, Sean Swisham.
Swisham.
Swite.
Swisham.
Nah.
Swizz-am?
Torn ACL surgery.
Of course. Did he jump up and down like one of the Tampa Bay kicker, the brother, Grammatica? Was it like Martin Grammatica?
Yeah, it was one of the Grammaticas.
Sweet.
Dude, it's like.
How do you tear your ACL as a kicker? You have one job.
What happened to doing this?
You have one job.
I'm holding my fist up in the air. Like.
Exalting in wins.
Right? It's. It's just like how everybody was doing the sack dance or the big play dance where they would jump up and then like throw their knee or throw their legs into the ground.
Right. And you then know, like tear a their ACL. Big,
and then like break someone toes. Someone from Kansas
City did that. Someone, I want to say knees. It was Justin Houston did that one time.
Just like freaking bad. Idiots. And then Steve Smith is going to retire at the end of the season.
Stay hot. Keeper for the Kingslayers.
You got him on your team, man.
Oh yeah, I do. He'll be a. He's gonna go all out this year.
I want a talking shit league. Can we do a talking shit fantasy football league? Do you see Cam Newton today? Beating up his fucking DB for talking shit on him. Why would you challenge Cam Newton? Why?
Seems like he would be a big, strong guy.
He's no softy.
No.
He's got a big, teethy, you know, toothy grin and light smile. And he's got a cheerful disposition. But he will stomp the fuck out of you steal a computer.
Of course.
Allegedly. Shouts to Auburn. Beating.
And get, what was the other thing? Oh, no, that's Jameis Winston. Lobster. Crab legs.
Bucks are going to be good this year. Bucks, guys, if you're looking for some guys, like not running backs, but like get your Trill, get on that Kenny Trill, man. Like Trillion, right?
So many hip-hop references.
Look, I know. Can we just talk about how Kenny Hill actually changed his last name to Trill?
Yeah, that's.
Can we talk about this? All right. So awesome. First off, if you draft Kenny Trill in this league, you have to change your avatar to Nelly because he was the first rapper to say trillion.
No.
And he said a trillion because he's from St. Lou, from the Lou.
Let me say some statistics. I want you to guess who this is. 5 for 6, 44 yards and a victory.
Teddy Bridgewater yesterday.
Your thoughts?
Teddy Bridgewater, 2 gloves.
That sounds like
it's like 2 chains, yeah. But 2 gloves.
I was just gonna say it's like a really, really bad hip hop.
2 gloves.
It's like if 2 chains is from Sonoma, you would have been 2 gloves.
Man, actually, could you imagine 2 chains from Sonoma?
Yes.
Maybe. So if Titty Boy became 2 chains, what would 2 gloves first name be? Booby Boy?
Sure.
Okay. I don't know.
Los Livingston Brothers Fantasy Football, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, God.
We're doing it. We're doing it again.
I'm going to change my name to Doing It for 2 Gloves.
My God.
But, yeah, good for Teddy Bridgewater. Sure. Enjoy Mike Wallace.
Yeah.
I don't know. The Vikings are going to be 6-10 this year. I really don't care. They're going to be 6-10.
But there's got to be. So here's the other thing.
6-10.
Here's the other thing. I was doing a few mock drafts today. I had 3 drafts. I probably did like 5. I think in 3 of them, Adrian Peterson went 1 overall.
Oh my God.
And in the very first one I did, you know who went number 1 overall? And it's just standard scoring.
Rob Gronkowski.
No. Martin Gramatica.
Kenny Trill.
And this is standard ESPN scoring, which is like 4 points quarterback for throwing touchdown, 6 points running.
Right.
You know who went number 1 overall in the first draft that I did?
Alfred Morse.
No. This is quarterback.
Michael Sam.
Quarterback.
I was thinking of like another CFL, like a famous CFL player.
It was Aaron Rodgers went number 1 overall.
Wow.
Yeah. I would have destroyed. Well, you should have seen.
4 point touchdowns? For passing?
Yeah.
Fuck.
But number 1 overall? Just going to go for it like
He's the best player in football. Oh, fuck.
You Tim in fantasy? Would you
have to really talk me
he'll
into
be there when you draft.
You have to talk me into a 300 points. You have to talk me into a 300-point season for Aaron Rodgers.
More than likely, he'll probably get 300 points.
You have to talk me 350-point season, Aaron.
Yeah, you'll have to like flirt with like 400 for me to pick him.
Good running backs are like 200-point, right? 200-point seasons.
Yeah.
DeMarco Murray was an exception last year. He almost had like 250.
Yeah.
If
you're hitting like 170 with a running back, I think you're doing fine.
Right.
Fuck. Like that's – I would take that.
Goddamn. But that is like an automatic 350 points if you take Aaron Rodgers. You're basically guaranteeing yourself 20 points a game if you. That's tough, right? Valuation of players, right? So running backs are assets that are very, they're very tough to put a true value on because they change so often. They can be totally taken out of a game if their team falls behind, right? And so there's maybe some people think taking Aaron Rodgers number 1 is like. Doesn't matter how many times Eddie Lacy gets the ball, Aaron Rodgers is still throwing the damn thing.
Sure. Right?
That's the only logic I see. Any other logic is flawed. But yeah, there's no way in a 4-point touchdown league I'm taking quarterback number one. None chance. Not even Peyton Manning in 2030.
My first two picks were like, I had like Matt Forte and I can't remember. I went running back, and I was like, by the time I was done, I had I can look on my phone. I think I might I've taken like a screenshot, but I had like Matt Forte and what's his name from Buffalo,
LeSean McCoy.
Almost said CJ Spiller, but then I got T.Y. Hilton, and like my receiving core was ridiculous, and I was like, if this was a real league, I would just kill everyone. And then I got Cam Newton in like the ninth.
That's incredible.
In like the ninth round. That was like.
Remind me, is Cam Newton captain our league?
No.
That's incredible.
Damn. So look, we finally, thank God, just brought it back to our league. Cam Newton is available in a 4-point touchdown league with quarterbacks.
Oh my God, can I? Do I want to take him in the third round?
He'll be there.
Oh, God. Do I want to take him in the third round at 27 or 28? Fuck.
Uncle Kevin asking if we want to watch SummerSlam.
I'll be away that weekend.
Sad face.
I'll be on the road doing baseball things.
So.
Unless you guys wanted to wait for me, which I wouldn't ask you to do. Man alive, you know, so I've traded my second rounder away, right?
I believe so. I'm gonna pull up
one Rob Gronkowski, right? If Cam Newton is sitting there at 28 and I have Ryan Tannehill and I'm pretty set at wide receiver and I'm gonna be pretty set at running back.
All I'm saying is that the last episode we did, you were just absolutely hell-bent on Ryan Tannehill being
But the reason I did that was because of the trade I made. But now all of a sudden, like, does Cam Newton get out of the second round in our league? In a keeper league? He's got to be the...
I would say yes.
He's got to be the fourth quarterback taken in this league, right?
He will be out of the second round. I still think, even with how much praise I sing to him, or we sing to
Cam
him.
Cam Newton or Peyton Manning taken first in this round, in this league?
Peyton Manning.
Really?
Yeah. With these guys? With these bozos? These idiots? Peyton Manning.
Part of the reason...
Gary Kubiak.
Part of the... Okay, first off.
Slicked hair.
First off.
Sunglasses.
Shout out to Gary Kubiak.
Stoic.
Shout out to the zone blocking scheme. I am like in awe of anyone who thinks Peyton Manning is going to be a great quarterback this year.
I'm not going to get him. Every time that I've ever drafted him, he's absolutely shit the bed on me and either had a horrible year or gotten injured.
Right,
I drafted
in his
him.
Face.
I ended up drafting him 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
Or no, I don't think it was 3 years in a row, but it was probably like 3 out of 4 years. It was like, oh, am I going to do it again? Sure.
So my favorite part about Peyton Manning being like a second round pick, like Peyton Manning in a 10-team league will most likely be taken in the top 15, which is really funny to me.
In a 10-team league?
In a 10-team league.
Wait, no, not this year.
Aaron Rodgers is going to be a late first round pick. Andrew Luck will be a second round pick early on. Peyton Manning,
they should
most
both be
likely.
They should both be
Peyton Manning members. Most likely could be a top 15 pick in a 10-teamer this year.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Then I want to play in that league.
I want to play in that league, too, because I'm going to take Cam Newton at 22 and rip all y'all motherfuckers to shreds.
I wouldn't even take him at 22. Because Cam Newton will be there in, like, the 8th round.
He won't be there in the 8th round. No fucking chance. If Cam Newton last passed round 4 in this league,
well, yeah, we're talking about a 10-team
league. In a 10-team league?
With our scoring.
In a 10-team league with our scoring, Cam Newton should be no less than a third-round pick.
I would...
No less. He should be a top-5 quarterback taken in this league.
Oh, he is a top-5 quarterback.
No,
we've said this before.
I mean,
he's
like,
behind Luck and Rodgers...
And then there's Peyton.
It's Peyton and Seattle.
Russell Wilson. I'd put Cam Newton ahead of Russell Wilson.
Sure. Yeah. But I'm just saying, those are your top four quarterbacks in that league.
And then Ryan Tannehill.
Then a pile of dog shit, and then Ryan Tannehill. I'm just kidding. I love my Dolphins. They're going to do it.
Koumissi, shout-outs. Monty. What was I going to say? So we have... Aaron Foster's injury doesn't really mean too much for you now because that just means you take Shady.
Yeah.
Which
I think I'm fine with. You don't like Greg Roman, but I do like Greg Roman because he is able to get teams quality... Or able to get
the one thing that quality Buffalo, touches. The one thing that Buffalo does do is they have some maulers, and that's a big deal. Like they've... Mm-hmm. They've done a good job of stacking up the front seven on defense and having some maulers on offense. And so they'll probably take advantage of that. And plus, they really don't have a quarterback, so they're going to have to.
He's just like he's in another Alex Smith situation.
Yeah, except you don't even have a game manager. sexy Matt Castle. Kyle Orton still available? Can Kyle Orton come back and...
My God, that's Kyle Orton's
music. That is Kyle Orton's music. Is that a neck beard? Do I see a neck beard? Oh my God. It's a neck beard.
In a bottle of scotch.
Oh my God.
Is that scotch in a neck beard?
Is that a cigarette out of his face mask? What is he doing?
So this information is not up to date since the trade because you traded your second round pick.
Yeah, my second round pick is Elliott's.
It has not been updated on here. So our league was telling us
said that they won't be updated until draft day.
Okay. They were saying that all trades and roster information should be accurate.
Schism on my face.
But I'm not seeing such.
What the hell? We're looking at our general. Hold on. Elliot. God damn it. Come on. I'm not seeing it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's in the other where I just Giphy the hell out of it. I hella Giphy'd.
Well, I'm trying to see.
I can't find it. This is... Elliot had the information. I can't find the information.
Are you still... Okay, no. It's on the draft results page. So Elliot has consecutive picks 8 and 9. Tim is throwing his phone everywhere. So neither of the Livingston brothers have second round draft picks.
No, we don't.
What will we be doing in the second round? Will you be present at the draft? They want to do something.
I will not. Unfortunately, I will be in Vallejo doing a baseball game while you guys are doing that. I will be multitasking the fuck out of a baseball game.
Very nice.
People who haven't seen me at home during my home games, I'm running the scoreboard, keeping official book, producing the show, talking into my microphone, looking at stats on my computer.
That's amazing.
All at once. Ben Lindbergh, who's one of the smartest people I've ever met, looked over at me. He's like, "You're doing that all at once?" I'm like, "Yeah, I am.
Give me a job."
So, no.
I am. Give me a job.
But yeah, sorry I will not be able to be there. However, I do get to go to my other major fantasy football live draft, which I'm really stoked about, that evening at 8 o'clock.
Which is this? What can you make for this? What are you making? What draft?
It's with a bunch of my old buddies from the Apple Store.
Yeah, enjoy that.
You should have not done a 12 noon draft. That's your fault.
I didn't schedule it.
Good Elliot.
Is that doucher of a
God?
Of a commissioner we got
him. Right?
So
Ginger Ninja?
But he's not Ginger.
He's not.
So
the non-ninja ninjas.
Yeah.
So during the second round, I'll be like laughing at people taking people way too high because they have to, because there's nobody else.
Really, it's going to be very.
Like, I'm going to laugh at Jimmy Graham being taken in the second round on this
draft. He won't be. He shouldn't be.
He might be.
But he shouldn't be.
He might be.
That's probably on the podcast.
It might be. It's not my best out.
No.
I don't know. I just.
But I want to finally get into are rounds 4, 5, and 6.
Right. So that's where it's going to be weird for me, because I'll feel like I'll have my running backs, I'll have my wide receivers, and I'll have my tight end.
No.
Like, I will be basically set. And so this is where the draft strategy is going to change. Like, so for guys that have a lot of keepers, like myself or Joe, Tahir's got a lot of keepers. It's almost like just take whoever's the best available and do it just to screw other people out of those players.
No.
To an extent.
You don't have to.
But if, like,
you still have to build your team.
What if Cam Newton's there in the fourth round?
He will be.
Right. And that's what I'm saying is, like, if he's there in the fourth round, giving yourself options.
Actually, no, he won't. He'll be there in the third round.
Okay. So there are players that, if you're stacked in a position, giving yourself options is not a bad idea, right? And so I have two starters at wide receiver, depending on what you think of my third. But I don't know. It's an interesting scenario for me.
I mean, I had you in the third round. I had you, well, Keepy Francoeur. That's not going to happen.
No, it's not.
But if we're looking at what I'm predicting to happen in the draft, I have Eddie Lacy going 1, Jamaal Charles going 2, Matt Forte going 3, Marshawn Lynch going 4.
Hello.
I'm taking Shady at the 6th spot. Let's see. Far from retiring. If we go and look at Far From Retiring,
you could get Megatron. I mean, is Megatron a first round pick right now?
In our league, he could be. That's the thing. Yeah. He definitely could be. Otherwise, I think I have him going. No, I have him going in the first round.
Okay.
I have Calvin Johnson going to the Ceiling Nannies.
Okay, so Maddie.
But it really depends on what. Let's see. Far From Retiring, let's look at who he has right now. Mike Evans.
Right. That's a bona fide keeper.
And
not Kenny Trill, but still good enough.
Right. Let me just go ahead and do this.
I think what I'm going to do in the second round is pray that Amari Cooper falls to me at third.
He could, but yeah. Don't you want to get
Cam Newton? I don't know.
Scam Newton?
Yeah, that's what's funny about it.
He is keeping Tony Romo,
right?
So you don't have to worry about him.
That's not bad. I don't know if he's the top 10.
Hill.
Right. Who would be
Martellus
a top?
Bennett.
Jeremy Hill would go in the second round this year for us. Okay, Martellus Bennett.
Larry Donnell.
Ooh.
Which I do not have.
That's tricky.
So, yeah, Cam Newton, who far from retiring, actually had.
Decided not, because Romo was a better keeper than
Newton. Not keeping him. So he's keeping two tight ends?
Bennett and Donnell.
Martellus Bennett and Larry Donnell? Don't know about that.
Well, one of them's a value. Donnell wasn't drafted. So I think Donald was just like an easy 15 keep.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he did. He kept him with the 15.
So.
But no Kendall Wright.
Yeah, it's so there is the onus now. Like, oh, maybe this is a Kendall Wright year because of Mariota. Like, Mariota's supposed to look really good in camp, but everybody looks good in camp. Everybody's in the best shape of their life in camp. You know, so I want to see Mariota in live game action. and see how he kind of works.
So looking at needs now, far from retiring.
At six. I mean, Hill, depending on what you think of the running back situation in Cincinnati, Hill, you can talk yourself into a low tier RB1.
Yeah.
But there's also, like I said, this could be the year like Bengals are like, we got to either ride or die with Andy Dalton. And so they might just be like, hey, let's really get Gio Bernard in there and have him be the best, you know, Mighty Mouse you can be, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so does that mean Jeremy Hill is only going to be playing like first down and maybe second in shorts, right?
Yeah.
It's like that's a total possibility here.
So you think, personally, I have Andrew Luck and Aaron Rodgers going 1 and 2 in the second round. You think that they're going to be drafted in the first round?
I think that either Marcos or Brand will take one of those, if not both of those. Like, let's say Marcos takes Aaron Rodgers at 11, then Brand's either going to take him at 12, Luck at 12 or 13. That's a no-doubter.
Sure.
No-doubter.
So essentially what I'm going to do is I'm going to bump up Calvin Johnson and Julio Jones. To far from retiring is going to take Calvin Johnson because Calvin Johnson.
Right.
And then how cute is this? Dez Bryant is actually going to be going.
Aw, Robin.
To Robin.
So, and then I get Gronk at 9 because
you get Gronk at 9.
Because I got the trade of the fucking offseason.
And then I have Nimbly Bimbly Joe will get Demaryius Thomas.
Yeah, which makes sense.
Right. Then I have AJ Green going to Vagina Mala. Actually,
that's what I'm saying. It's like,
well, yeah, that's what it comes down to. And I even said this when I did my podcast by myself.
Right.
It depends what you value more.
Right. So if
do you in
so this is the question: do you want? So here's what's funny about this: if you take AJ Green at 11,
yes,
you're going to get either Rodgers or Luck,
of course.
The next time around.
Yes.
If you take Luck or Rodgers, you don't get Green.
Yeah.
Do you want Rodgers or do you want Luck and Green?
I would rather take Green.
Right. So I would have Green and then Luck.
Yeah.
Right?
So that means...
Unless Marcos pulls the dick move of all dick moves and just is like, I want Luck double, and Rodgers.
Double picks both of them.
Oh, my God.
You know what? That's you not, could do that. That's not a bad idea. You could idea. Do that and trade one of them for picks.
Right.
Which, if you were a team... trying to get established.
Right. Right.
Essentially what you would be doing is you'd be going to
Ryan Tannehill in a fifth. Whoever wants it, let's talk. Let's talk about this. Could you imagine if I traded in the first round again and got either Andrew Luck or Aaron Rodgers? Would you guys veto the league if I did that?
I'd respect it, I guess, in some
If I were to trade for one of those and give them Ryan Tannehill, a fifth, and a draft pick 8 or later. That's out there on the board, folks. I have that right now. If you want a more balanced team, I will trade you a top 10 fantasy quarterback, a fifth round draft pick, and
the look in Tim's eyes,
and
right
an
now.
Eighth, ninth, tenth, however how you want to go.
Are you hard?
I might be. I will trade you for either one of those quarterbacks. That is on the table right now. Right now. I will make that trade happen.
So, I'm going to go ahead and say, we'll say Brian will get Andrew Luck. We'll say that Brian will take Andrew Luck.
Over,
No.
Over
excuse
Aaron Rodgers?
Excuse me.
No.
Excuse me.
No. That's incorrect. I'm telling you right now, I will make that deal right now. Right now. Belching, Ryan Tannehill is a 15th rounder.
The Belching Beavers are Brian.
Right.
Yeah. Or I don't know.
Yeah, they are. Okay. There's a bunch of Belching Beavers.
Damn. You know what, though? I'm looking at the draft and what's happened.
I really want the shift to happen now that I've mentioned it.
The shift that has happened with just simply Arian Foster being off the board
right.
has completely what started out as kind of a humorous thing now very much seems real. Where you could because The only other wide receiver you would want to get at that point is T.Y. Hilton, maybe, or Jordy Nelson, or
yeah, but Randall. Those are late second, early third guys. You're really talking yourself into
Well, they're all of a sudden mid to high second rounders in this league because of what's available. But the double pick of Rodgers and Andrew Luck does seem more viable.
I'm telling you, if I Ryan Tannehill a fifth and whatever late round pick you want, you can get to keep Tannehill as a 15. I'll give you the 15 to keep Tannehill to. That is on the table.
For the future Dan Marino.
For the future Andrew Luck or Aaron Rodgers. You get a top 10 quarterback and two more picks.
Sure.
That is there. That is there. and no other team can offer that. No other team can offer that type of quarterback at that value. And I'll make it happen this year. And I'll have three first-round picks in this draft.
And then coming down.
Everybody coming down. Will lick my balls. Everybody will lick my balls.
Tim, you still traded Frank Gore.
I know I did.
And you need a running back.
I'm going to have a running back at four. And I have Carlos Hyde.
Hang on.
Let's not talk about this. Look, we've talked more about me trading Frank Gore because I feel like he's an injury risk than anything else. Let's not talk about that.
Sorry. I'm not talking about that. What I'm trying to talk about is the fact that would you do all of that to get one of those two quarterbacks on a loan, or would you rather get Cam Newton in the third?
So you're telling me that having one of the top two quarterbacks, right?
We just said Cam Newton's right behind both of them.
So I would have a top five running back. I would have the best tight end. I would have the best quarterback or the second best quarterback, depending on what you like. And I would still have my third and fourth round picks. I'm sorry.
What if somebody's like, we want that fourth?
I'll trade a fourth instead of a fifth.
Are we updating your...
I don't care. Look, guys, you can only start seven guys last time I checked. If I'm starting Gronk...
I thought you were going to say you can only...
Right?
You can only if start If I'm at starting 10.
Marshawn Lynch, Rob Gronkowski, and either Luck or Aaron Rodgers...
Yeah.
That is disgusting that it's happening on the same team. That is not fair. Not fair at all that is happening on the same team. Worst of first. Let's fucking do this. Let's fucking do this.
Get out of here.
I am fucking trading Tim Livingston. Let's do this shit. Make me a fucking offer. Ryan Tannehill is a 15th round keeper.
You gotta do something.
I'm telling you.
Right?
Any of those new teams want, you know, security and more picks.
Well, if you were gonna trade Ryan Tannehill, well, I was gonna say this would be the time to do it, but it would be the time to do it if you're not 100% sold on him. Now, say he throws for like 40.
No, I'm sold on him. I'm totally sold on him. But if it allows me to, Jose Reyes is a good shortstop. Troy Tulowitzki's the best shortstop in baseball.
Okay.
The Blue Jays needed pitching. Before they even got David Price, they got Troy Tulowitzki. Because they're like, if we're going to get better, we're going to go after who we think a great player is.
But, Tim, you're thinking of baseball. This is football.
Yeah. And at the quarterback position, there's only two guys that can completely change the game. Just that. Two guys. Two guys.
Kyle Orton.
Kyle Orton and Josh McCown. That's who it is. Kyle Orton and Ryan Fitzpatrick. And who's the horrible Rams quarterback? That's not Nick Foles and not Sam Bradford. Mm-hmm. Austin, whatever his name is.
Oh, yeah.
And whoever
is back.
I love
Carson Palmer in Arizona. Whoever's down there.
I love, like, me and Jeff used to just go ham on, like, looking up irreverent.
Oh, God.
Like, backup, third string quarterbacks. Jeez, we're like, dude, I think he won the Heisman.
And
like
Ryan Orton and Rich Kotite. That's what I'm looking for right there.
Who's the guy from Kentucky that was like 6'6", 300
Jared
pounds?
Fucking Lorenzen.
That was the best.
God.
That was Peyton Manning's backup.
Yes, it was.
Like, if the Colts, like, if Peyton Manning went down, it was like, you're going to be like, all right.
Let's start the Brock Osweiler fucking.
All right, Lorenzen, warm up. You're going in.
I need these cheeseburgers first, Coach. Hold on. Need this pizza, this Chicago style deep dish pizza that really helps me out before a game.
I need that ham sandwich.
Let's meet. I need that Cuban sandwich. Give me that Cuban sandwich.
Oh, Christ. Did we accomplish anything in this podcast?
We totally did. We gave an hour of entertainment to the folks that listen to this. So I am totally dead serious, though. I will trade multiple picks, plus give you the 15th to keep Ryan Tannehill if Aaron Rodgers or Andrew Luck is available. I will make that deal happen. We'll make it happen. If you want a fourth, I'll throw in a fourth. I will make that happen. Just so I can have 3 first-round picks.
Yeah.
That's the thing, though. Like, everybody else in the league hears that, knows it could happen. And they're like, no. No, don't let that happen.
It could happen,
though. It totally could happen. But it is. It's like, I'm very high on Ryan Tannehill. You're just really high. But it's like, fuck, dude. If I can parlay that into Luck or Aaron Rodgers, like, fuck yes, make that happen.
So my big question now is, it seems like the Belching Beavers, whoever that may be, I don't know if that's Brian or Marcos.
That's Brian.
Okay, so it's Brian. The best thing to do for the future would be to trade that pick. You could probably trade one of them.
The Ryan Tannehill package.
No, you could.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, it's a great trade chip. And that's the thing. It's like, I'm high on him, but if I can get that into a better quarterback, it's like,
you know what? You could probably do it if you had a second-round draft pick, if you had another second-round draft pick.
Yeah, but I'm okay with basically having a second-rounder to become Gronk. That's totally fine by me. Totally fine by me. I'm way okay with that. Way okay with that. So
essentially, the Vagina Monologues will be looking at best available.
Oh, no. Belching Beavers is Marcos. You're right, because you just said Vagina Monologues, and that's Brian.
Okay.
So you're right.
Okay. So then Brian essentially would be looking at
whoever the other quarterback is and a wide receiver.
Well, both of the quarterbacks are going to get picked up.
No, one of those will still be there.
No, at 12, end of one, and
Luck or Rodgers will be there.
No, we're saying Luck and Rodgers get picked up. Yeah. One of them uses.
Yeah.
One of them.
One of them will get picked at 12. The other will be picked at 14. That simple.
No, but I'm saying, what if they want to double pick? What if the 12 wants to go with one of them, wrap around, get the other one, and have both quarterbacks?
If Ryan takes both of them, I'm going to trade.
For no, him. Belching Beavers is Marcos.
Right.
So he has the last pick and then the first pick.
Okay.
So he could double pitch.
So double if he pick double picks him, then that fucks me, because he's not going to trade for Ryan Tannehill. My only bet is that each one of them gets a quarterback, and then
won't trade that then. They would only do the trade for one of them if they had both of them.
So you're telling me that coming into a draft where you have zero keepers,
yes,
that having a top 10 quarterback on the rise with tons of weapons as a 15th rounder that you can keep for 7 seasons in the prime of his career. That doesn't like
the reason why I would do that if I had both of those quarterbacks.
Right.
Because then I would know that I could still have, like, let's say they trade Andrew Luck to you.
Right.
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 And they're like, I'm going to keep Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
Because I would just love to know that if Tannehill, what if he just doesn't pan out? We'll just say, what if he's good, but never great? And never quite get to where we're. You would have the assurance that, like, hey, if he doesn't do anything really this year, I still have one of the best quarterbacks.
Sure.
And so that's what my reasoning would be,
right,
for double drafting the two top quarterbacks, because then you're essentially holding a lot of the league for ransom.
Uh-huh. Well, that was the whole thing with Ryan Tannehill is that I saw him as a very lucrative trade chip, or I saw him as a great value quarterback asset.
Sure.
But I'd only really be looking to trade him for a better quarterback. That's the only reason I trade him. Because
you wouldn't want to trade a potential...
No. Top 10 quarterback. No chance.
Whatever.
No chance. Like Ryan Tannehill, regular draft, this league, top 50. If Cam Newton's the fifth best quarterback in this league...
Third.
You think he's the third?
Behind?
Ryan Tannehill or Tony Romo?
If Tony Romo's healthy, Tony Romo.
But Tony Romo's not healthy.
Then Ryan Tannehill.
Okay. Ryan Tannehill or Tom Brady?
Tom Brady could pretend. How many games does Tom Brady play?
Right. So if the appeal gets him down to a 2-game suspension, Tom Brady. If it doesn't get appealed, Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah.
Okay. Ryan Tannehill or Russell Wilson?
Russell Wilson.
Okay. Ryan Tannehill or Matt Ryan?
I would say Matt Ryan.
Okay.
For this year. If we're just talking about this year, you're right in that Ryan Tannehill should be a top 10 guy this year. He could even flirt with, by the end of the year, being a top 5 guy, because I'm banking on the fact that you're saying Matt Ryan is going to bounce back. You know, they have new coordinator.
Yeah, like, are they going to get an infusion, right?
No.
And are they going to be running run-based attack so they can go play action deep with Julio Jones? Ryan Tannehill or – it's okay. So, do you still value Ben Roethlisberger highly?
Very much so. Okay.
So, is Ben
A matter of fact.
So, is Ben Roethlisberger a top 5 quarterback in this league?
No, but he's going to be, I would say, probably the 7th best. I would value Ben Roethlisberger over Ryan Tannehill because of this fact. I would say that I would put Roethlisberger as like a 6 or a 7 because of the fact that his defense is garbage,
yeah,
and he's going to have to throw the ball a lot, and he actually has good young wide receivers.
Okay.
And, you know, if Le'Veon Bell is healthy, then a great running back that he still throws to. Like, he still catches passes. And so that's why I think you combine the fact that Ben Roethlisberger is obviously willing to just throw the ball all over the place, and his horrible defense.
Right.
Not by necessarily like skill set or anything, but it's just like he's just going to have more numbers. Right. You could make the argument Drew Brees or Ryan Tannehill.
Right, and that was actually going to be my next question, because Drew Brees, almost just because he's Drew Brees, is always going to have numbers.
Well, you have, yeah. Even
what about last year? Ryan Tannehill better than Matthew Stafford?
Well, yeah, of course. I'll take that.
Ryan Tannehill or no. Hold on. We already did Romo.
Yeah.
Better than the Eagles quarterbacks.
Roethlisberger is being kept in the 13th by Team Alpha Puff.
God damn you, Matt Keiser. And he's got fucking Bryant. God damn it. Ryan Tannehill or Phillip Rivers? Tannehill.
You have to say Tannehill, just because. But okay. We're up over an hour. We're at an hour 8.
This has been Ryan Tannehill or presented by
Dos Equis.
Not Dos Equis. Joe's Crab Shack, downtown Miami. Stone crabs are a recyclable food.
They are. They take one claw. So it's not blue crab.
No, it's stone crab. Okay. So our draft is less than 2 weeks away. We'll probably have one more show. I mean, it's kind of tough to want to do another show before them because there's not much that's going to happen. Like,
well, what I would like to do...
First off, anybody wondering, I went to La Taqueria today. Okay. It was magical.
I can tell.
It's like seriously like the best Mexican food ever. And it's made me seriously consider ever putting rice in my burrito.
Why?
Because it was so good.
Where is this place?
It's on Mission and 25th in San Francisco.
Oh, wait. What's it called?
La Taqueria.
La Taqueria.
Grantland.
I think Nick talks about that place.
Grantland.
Or is it La Favorito?
El Favorito is the other one that okay, everybody talks about. La Taqueria was the winner of Grantland's Best Burrito in America, 60-14 bracket that was done a year ago.
And it's giving you the poops.
Yeah. Whole beans, man. Shit happens. Agua Fresca, too, man. Watermelon Agua Fresca. Fibrous. I'm going to take a major. Never mind. But it is kind of like there's not much to really talk to before we get to the draft because there's our keepers are set. We can't make any more trades.
No. But it's you can break down what I would like to do. And maybe I'll just do it and I'll have you come over. But I'll break down what I think will happen in 4, 5, and 6. I already have to. This, again, was an unprepared show. We just are more talking about the recent events instead of me planning because just the fact that
I'm going to stand up because I've been sitting down so much today.
That Arian Foster is now gone has completely warped the entire dynamic.
So really quick before we go, is Arian Foster a top 5 round pick?
No.
Okay. Even if he's back halfway through the season. And he's averaging almost 100 yards a game.
No.
Will he get drafted?
Yeah, late round. Like, really, really late
round. So here's my thing with Arian Foster. There is an impetus on running backs in this league.
Of course.
Any other year, he's a first-round draft pick.
Of course.
Letting him get too far is kind of a scary proposition.
He will be drafted, but it will be very, very late because he's going to be sitting on your bench and you're banking on a couple of things. You're banking that he'll be able to come back from a groin injury and be able to cut and explode.
But he's always been a one-cut back. Let's not talk about that. He's a one-cut back, always has been.
Of course.
So I don't really care about that too much. Alfred Morris has had a couple of dings, right? But he's always been a one-cut back, and he's done fine for himself.
Yeah.
So, but, like, he's all of a sudden the most intriguing guy in this draft for me because...
Yeah, he'll be there because nobody wants to, A, waste a spot on him, or somebody can just take a flyer, I don't know, and just say, but I'm not going to pick him in the first 4 or 5 rounds.
Okay. Because it's like, there's kind of... Who's got extra picks? I don't have extra picks anymore.
I have extra picks, but I still don't think I would take them in the 5th round.
Okay.
I have extra picks, I think, in the 4th and the 5th.
What if I'm just like giving all my draft strategies away right now?
That's all I've been doing.
Yeah.
It still doesn't matter, though, because you still have to be flexible.
It's, right.
Who knows? The other thing is, Rodgers or Luck might not even... be there for one of them might be picked ahead.
There is a good question.
Like you never know.
There actually is a good question as to whether or not this year at wide receiver that the big four are better than Andrew Luck or Aaron Rodgers. Even Calvin.
Well, they're not going to get more points, obviously. But you're going by what you can get out of the position. It's.
Like nobody's I said, like I would do everything I could to try and get one of those two with my current situation.
Would you trade your 3rd?
No. If I traded my third, you would not get another pick outside of Tannehill. It'd be Tannehill in the third. That's it.
4-1. That's, I think, if you had your second, you would be in better.
Yeah, but I'm, like I said, I'm totally fine with spending a second on Gronk.
Right.
So
the only person being kept in the second round is Lamar Miller.
Yeah, and you know, he's probably the cutoff line for RB1, RB2.
Last pick in the second round. So
yeah,
everybody else will be there.
This
will
be fun.
Now we really got to go because now we're 15 minutes over. Okay.
So Pete will do a podcast right before the draft. We will do a post-draft podcast on the 23rd.
My podcast during the draft. 25th, I don't know. We'll see. 4th,
okay. Or the 24th we'll do it. And then, yeah. But we're getting down to the nitty-gritty here.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So, Los Livingston Brothers, if you're listening to this for the first time, please subscribe. It's the fastest way to get our new episodes. And,
yeah. If you are curious about our Dynasty League, go back to show, I think it's 187. I think 187.
And then,
or 184. One of those. Look it up. It'll
tell you. And then, if you, for whatever reason, I think there's a couple of people said they can't do it through iTunes, just go to the website, loslivingstonbrothers.com, and you can listen to it over the interwebs on your computer.
There you go.
So, thanks, guys, as always. And, woohoo.
Deuces.
Hey, if you want to keep following Los Livingston Brothers, you can see us on Facebook. Just go to the Los Livingston Brothers fan page, give us a like, leave comments, all that good stuff. And on iTunes, make sure to subscribe and also give us a nice, pretty looking review and throw 5 stars up on us, because we are like a Rob Van Dam frog splash, because it's the 5-star frog splash. On top of that, if you don't use iTunes to listen to your podcast, you can also go to loslivingstonbrothers.com, click on the radio shows tab, and you'll be able to listen to all the shows dating back to our very first show at KCY in 2011.
Man, that's a long time ago. Man, I'm old.